We leave it to the scribes, and good ones indeed, that follow these stories and then report on them. That would include our friend Craig Mauger, who has been with us a few times, you know, from mostly the Detroit News. And he is talking about some of the reactions to people in the current administration making trips when we are told that it's not a good idea. Let me say, I do travel. I am traveling. I've had both shots. I keep the masks on, two of them, and I stay socially distanced, and I do all the things you're supposed to do. But I'm not going to stop traveling after a year and however long this has been. I need to for a variety of reasons. And other people are too, but some people are saying, well, wait a second. They can't do that, can they? Well, they are, Craig, and you're writing about it. Morning.
Yeah, Paul W., you're not in charge of the state's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, though.
Thank goodness.
So maybe that's a little different.
Thank goodness. I'm so glad. I did, by the way, try to, I reached out to both the governor and Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky, who in your story is actually less critical than a bunch of people of, for example, Elizabeth Hertel's trip, saying the governor had asked for a little grace for her staff traveling, and that request seemed fair. He also said he'd venture that the director was both very disciplined about safety protocols while trying to get some much-needed family vacation and working very hard remotely. You know, it occurs to me, in her case, she went to a state that's doing far better in handling COVID. Alabama ranks 48th out of the 50 states for new COVID-19 cases over the last 7 days. We're number one in the ranking for a couple of weeks now. So is it more dangerous to go to a safer place?
You know, that's a great question. I mean, Alabama has a small fraction of the cases that we're reporting right now. And I think you're outlining the difference of different approaches Republicans are taking to this news. You have the Michigan Republican Party, former U.S. Senate candidate John James, and others, you know, full-on attacking Elizabeth Hertel for taking this trip, which they see as hypocritical because, you know, a few days earlier, you know, the governor's administration had encouraged people not to travel and basically issued some warnings around travel. And then you have other Republicans and other office holders who take a totally different approach. And you know, they say some of this is someone's personal lives. It's out of bounds to be attacking people over these types of things. And I think that's what you're seeing in Senator Shirky's comments.
Yeah, and, you know, you have to, at one point or another, you have to weigh what's important to do or how to react or who to go after to not make us all believe that this thing has been politicized as it has been from the beginning, but that it's all politics. That's not going to help our efforts to try to kill this thing. If it's all politics, we're going to have more. We already know, Craig, that we can't get people in the city of Detroit for a variety of reasons to go get the vaccination. It's been very available. Mayor Mike Duggan has bent over beyond backwards to make it possible for people to get that vaccine everywhere, whenever they want, and they're not doing it. So the more controversy surrounding it, and the more political reaction surrounding it, I don't think it's such a good thing. And let's face it, and I'm not blaming him for this, and I reached out to him as well, Mike Shirky knows how to be political when he needs to be. I mean, you know, so where do we go from here? What are we doing here? And what's been the reaction to what you've written about? The other headline, Michigan health director's trip amid COVID surge sparks controversy. If I were in the other locations, the other states, maybe I'd be mad about them coming into their state coming from Michigan.
You know, that's a great question that's been on my mind a lot too, is, you know, we're actually, people from Michigan are traveling to these states where there aren't many infections and could be you know, bringing COVID there. We don't know that. I mean, that's why there was encouragement that people that travel get tested, and Elizabeth Hertel, through various sources, they really haven't said this directly to all the reporters, but they've said to some that she had, you know, complied with safety standards and had been tested, and she did this in a very safe manner. You know, I think one of the things here is the governor's administration has not, you know, been fully open about what happened with this trip. And I think that's probably brought more attention upon it. And you know how these things go sometimes.
Oh, yeah. It's generally the reaction and sometimes denials after something that's come down. But it's a good reminder. We as Michiganders are the radioactive ones as we go elsewhere. But I also understand the sense of hypocrisy in saying, don't you dare travel, and or however they put, I'm putting words in their mouth that they didn't say, but you know the whole point, and then going and traveling. I understand, and people are fed up. And I appreciate you finding these stories, Craig, and pointing them out to us there in the Detroit News. Anything else you're working on today we should know about?
It will be in the paper, I'm sure, but we're following the surge still, and we we'll be having more stories and keeping people informed about what's going on.
There's a fine reporter not giving away the lead on what he's working on. I appreciate that, Craig. Keep up the good work.
I like the question, though. Thank you. Thank you so much.
See you later, Craig Mauger of the Detroit News. Covering it, we are, from all angles, even some of the sharp corners. 760 WJR.